T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Well, Jack, we're going to welcome in today's winning pitcher. Trevor Williams joins us. Trevor, 6 innings, 3 hits, no runs, 1 walk, 6 Ks. What did it feel like to be able to sort of pick up where you left off last year?
It was great. You know, it's the offseason work and the work you put in spring training carries over into the season, and we were able to do that. And I was thankful for J-Mo giving us a good look on the first night, especially with a new lineup that the Reds are running out. So there's a lot of new faces on that team. So we weren't as familiar as we usually are with the Reds. So we got a good look on opening night and carried over the game plan into today. And, you know, it was exciting to get, to pick up where we left off and get our first win of the season going into the home opener tomorrow.
Well, Trevor, this is Jack Cerencer. Congratulations on another great outing and certainly carrying over what you did a year ago. The question I have for you is for our fans that are out there listening. You know, you talk oftentimes about pitchers that are able to read hitters' swings. You also talk about pitchers, which I was just speaking to, that hide the baseball. And it looks to me that those are two things that you do very well. Can you talk about that briefly?
Yeah, you've got to you have to adjust in game. You know, you're going to go with a game plan, your plan A. But if guys are giving you different looks at the plate than what you're accustomed to, then you have to adjust. You know, and I owe a lot of credit to Servi and the other catchers for picking up on that before I do, and trusting what they're seeing and trusting their eyes. Pitching is just it's adjusting timing or messing with timing and trying to miss the barrel of the bat. So how we do that is altering leg kicks, picking up faster, trying to hide the ball, and trying to spin the ball the last second, those last 10, 15 feet to miss the barrel.
Trevor, one thing we heard Clint Hurdle mention in his post game, and something I saw Michael McHenry tweet about as well, Jack and I were just discussing it, that curveball that you turned to a couple times today that you worked on this spring. What does it mean to have that extra pitch just added to the arsenal for you now?
It's a good weapon. You know, it's something that we worked on in spring training. It's something that we were able to by doing the sim games early on. I'm now comfortable with it to throw it in any situation, and we got a big out. And my intention with that pitch is it's still my fourth best pitch, but it's something that will turn a 5.2 outing into a 6-inning or a 6.2 into a 7. So it got me an extra out when I needed it today, and I look to continue to use it. But like I said, it's my fourth best pitch now, but it could get better and it could become, my second or my third.
And that's something else I wanted to ask you about. You said the difference of having a pitch like that is from getting a little bit deeper into the games. I think that's one of the things that when you look at a pitcher's maturation and as their career progresses, getting to that point where when it's time to put your foot down late in the game, you do it. And that's exactly what we saw from you today. What does it feel like when you know they're turning to you late in the game in that sixth inning and you get that strikeout on Puig to end it?
Yeah, you know, it's a lot of trust. You know, we're going into our third full season now, and it's a trust. And Clint and the guys know what they're going to get out of me. And, you know, I feel like we were pitching well enough to continue to roll with it. And I trust in Servi and his pitch calling, and we were able to get that strikeout at the end and turn it over to the bullpen.
All right, enough about what you did on the mound. Everybody knows that was very impressive. What about the day at the plate? What's it like from the pitcher's perspective being able to contribute like that as well?
It was great. You know, it was great to be able to help out on the other side of the baseball as well. I blacked out, so I don't know what happened. I'm gonna have to watch some replays and see what happens.
Well, one of the things I find interesting about you, Trevor, I was reading what Adam Berry wrote about you and talked about repeating what you did last year and sort of channeling some anger that you found last year. Were you able to channel that on both sides of the diamond today? Do you bring that still, or is that something you're looking to carry over from last year?
Yeah, you just have to constantly adjust. You do a temperature check before the game, and do I need to build myself up a little bit today, or do I need to take a little bit off? And it's recognizing that early and taking it into your start, and really it's any by any, pitch by pitch, what you need to do mentally to prepare yourself and give yourself the best chance.
Well, last thing I'll ask you about, Trevor, and we'll let you go. 16 of 21 first pitch strikes. How important is that for you to get out ahead in counts like that?
It's huge. It's everything. You know, when the hitter is 0-1, it puts them in a little bit of a hole. They're a swinging ball club. Of those 16 first pitch strikes, I wouldn't be surprised if it was more than 10 of those were swinging. So it's no secret, but it's also a team that you have to be okay going 1-0, going 0-1 to 1-1 instead of 0-1 to 0-2. You just have to see how they're swinging it because they could do damage early on.
Well, Trevor, we appreciate you joining us. Thank you so much for taking out some time for us today, and congratulations on just a great first start to the year.
Definitely. Thank you, guys. See you tomorrow.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.